Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called, Why Don't Couples Tell the Truth? Now, that can have a lot of meanings, so I guess you're going to have to either read the column or listen to the whole show to find out what it does mean. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites around the world, or just go to brucesalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab. At the top of the page, when you get there, there's a drop-down menu with all sorts of wonderful options and things to see, do, and enjoy. So you can find the columns there. Today we have Wayne Levine for The Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Wrap, and returning again, Dr. Jennifer Weberman for The Women's Room. It's a very, very full show. We are going to talk about truth, and in fact, at Dad Chat tonight, for my live listeners here in Santa Barbara, that's the topic at Dad Chat tonight, telling the truth as it relates to our spouses, our kids, business. When is it appropriate? Is a white lie really okay sometimes? And when you really get into the subject, you realize it's not simple. So I hope you'll join us for Dad Chat. Next week's Dad Chat is sponsored by Ford, who is also sponsoring my back-to-school drive. And Ford has graciously and generously loaned me a brand-new, fully loaded Ford Flex to go from Los Angeles to Boston. I'm going with my son, taking him to college. Which is why this week's Because I Said So column, Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad's Empty Nest. And you will see an image of a Ford Flex, and next week's is another Ford Flex tribute. I'm not getting paid by them, but I am getting the car for free use, and it is a joy. The car is cool. I've been driving a seven-year-old truck, and having a car as technologically advanced, comfortable, and I don't know, there's something cool about the Ford Flex. It's big, it drives. They gave me one with something called the Titanium Appearance Package. It's just beyond gorgeous. It's going to be fun. I am doing a trip from L.A. to Boston. We are leaving a week from Friday, August 24th. And these are the stops. Tell me this is not exciting. We are going from L.A. to Las Vegas. Las Vegas to the Grand Canyon, Monument Valley, and Moab. Moab to Denver, Denver to Des Moines, Des Moines to Chicago, Chicago to Detroit, and we're going to have an event of some kind at the Ford factory there. From Detroit, we're going to Cleveland, where we're going to visit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I'm going to visit my station there, WHK News Talk 1420, and possibly even broadcast from there, and do Dad Chat from Cleveland. From Cleveland, we're going to go to Cooperstown and see the Baseball Hall of Fame, and then on into Boston, where I will stay for a few days of parent orientation. I hope they have group counseling for those of us parents that are losing sleep and losing heart at the very extreme cost of sending our kid to college. It is beyond belief, and I have talked about that before. I have been a very irresponsible parent. If I had abandoned my family and my boys, maybe they'd qualify for financial aid, but I paid my bills. What was I thinking? I have good credit. What an idiot I was. If I had just gone to Vegas and gambled it all away, my kid might have gotten a scholarship or something. But no, I had to go save money. I had to put money away when my kid was literally in the womb. What the heck was I thinking? I could have gotten a new Porsche every year. Gosh, what a dumb dad I am. It is ironic how so many things seem upside down in today's world. And of course, if you're paying any attention to the presidential, I don't even know what to call it, presidential nonsense that's going on between the candidates and the ads and the vitriolic nonsense instead of talking about issues, you know this country is really mixed up right now. And I don't do politics because I risk alienating half the people. I'd rather alienate 90% of the people by just being me. Wow, I'm on a run today, and I've only had 14 cups of coffee. So yesterday, by the way, was the day that Ford delivered the Flex to me, and I got to tell you, we were so excited. It's going to be an amazing trip, which I will document in every form imaginable. I will vlog. I will blog. I will Instagram. I will do Dad Chat on the road, and it will be really, really exciting. I'm also expecting to support a charity called Shot at Life with a couple events in the cities that I'll be stopping in. and other things for Ford. Like I said, next week at Dad Chat, Ford will be the sponsor. We will actually have their head social media guy, his name's Scott Monty, a terrific guy, also a dad of two young boys, who will be there to answer questions, though the topic next week will be the empty nest syndrome. We always hear about the empty nest syndrome from a mom's point of view. Hello, dads have feelings too. And I got to tell you, it ain't easy what I'm going through right now. I am going to miss my son. I've been through a heck of a lot with him and his brother. And the dynamic in the home is going to be significantly different. Maybe it'll be better, maybe it'll be worse. That's not the point, but it's going to be different. And it will never be the same. He will come back and visit, God willing. God willing, he will never come back to live, like 85% of college grads do these days. Hard to believe, but 85% can't support themselves on their own and come back home to live for some indeterminate period of time. That often is several years. Frightening statistic when you think about it. Well, I have gone all over the place. I think I need to take a break so I can drink some more coffee because I'm just not ramped up enough. Let's listen to a dad's point of view life lesson.
You got to act sin. To wait the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Latch on.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. There is no such thing as quality time. I learned early on in my parenting that the often quoted notion of quality time was pure bunk. The only thing that matters to our children is quantity time, since the only time they will open up is when they are good and ready. You can't schedule time with your children the way you might with a business appointment. And the moments that will surprise you the most are when you least expect it. There is no such thing as quality time, only quantity time. Let me repeat, there is no such thing as quality time, only quantity time. I'm Bruce Salen. You can find me at brucesalen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
You know something? There is nothing more true than that statement. That was the name of my first column. There's no such thing as quality time, only quantity time. And I just spent 5 days of quantity time with my boys. We went to the Outside Lands Music Festival in San Francisco. There were 65,000 of my closest friends attending as well. And I was the oldest person there by about 14 generations. It was actually incredible, but exhausting. You must go to my website, brucesalen.com, go to the I'm Not That Dad section and see a video I put up called Sing Along with Tom Morello. It was a defining moment of the concert, of the concerts of the festival. Tom Morello used to be the lead guitarist of Rage Against the Machine, also with Audioslave, and more recently he's been touring with Bruce Springsteen, joining him for a version of The Ghost of Tom Joad, in which Mr. Morello does an astonishing guitar solo. But he invited on stage the whole audience to do a sing-along. Okay, I was three people deep from the front. He points me out and says, you be our videographer because I want everyone else to be in the moment. And I videoed it. I put it up on YouTube. It's getting seen by thousands of people. And you should see it too because it's an amazing event. The ground was literally shaking. And that is why the video is shaking. I'm taking video in my left hand and I'm taking stills in my right hand. Actually, the stills came out better than the video, but the experience was unbelievable. My next column is going to be about the fact that maybe I'm too old for these music festivals, but I did have a really good time. Are we out of time, Richard? I have 1 minute. I can keep on blabbling. That's great. Blabbling. There's another good I'm Not That Dad vlog up this week. The Tom Morello one was an extra one. And then I put up what would be, ironically, in the same vein. He was talking about doing things to repair the world from his political point of view. He didn't use those words, but I use the words repair the world all the time. And I'm Not That Dad has a vlog up there called Repair the World One Person at a Time, in which you meet the kid that I've been mentoring for a long time. And I think it's a real heartfelt and strong piece about giving back to the world. And I would urge you to take a look and consider what you can do to give back to the world. Anyway, I think we are out of time. If you want to sponsor the show, you can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. There are slots available, so we don't have to hear all of my self-promotional commercials. I'm getting tired of those, aren't you? Come back soon after these messages for Wayne Levine and the Menzies. Hang on.